Ja Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show. Get ready for an hour of family fun and compete with your kids to see who can answer the most questions. Regular listeners of the show know that our champion Reena Kaura has won every single episode of the show so far. How amazing is that? Unfortunately, she's not able to attend today's episode because she's not feeling well. Reena, if you're listening, get well soon. The Safari Quiz Show can't wait to have you back. Reena's absence means that we're going to have a new winner today for sure. And to see who that is, we've invited one contestant from each of the last 3 weeks to come back for a redemption round. The winner today will get to meet Reena again next week if she's feeling better and have a chance to defeat her. How cool is that? Before we begin, some housekeeping items. Remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course. Then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. So no excuses. You better listen to the show. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. Now, we've had a ton of registrations this week, but we've also had some registrations from kids who are in pre-K and kindergarten. I applaud your enthusiasm. That's fantastic. I'm thrilled that kids that young want to participate on the show. But right now, our participants are from the 3rd to 6th grade. If we have enough participants from kindergarten or enough interest in kindergarten shows, maybe we'll try something like that in the future. But right now, your registration will be accepted only if your child is in 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 6th grade. Okay, with that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have 3 segments of 10 questions each on 3 different topics. Today's topics are California, words that begin with ant. I call them interesting words, the words A-N-T, the letters A-N-T, and of course, our usual topic, current events. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the correct answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. And this rule is very important, so listen carefully. If you buzz in first, you have to answer the question. You cannot pass. So you can see buzzing in becomes a little bit of a high-risk, high-reward strategy, some that our previous champion has used very effectively. Okay, so for the kids who are listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round, so do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. With that, let me introduce our contestants today for our redemption episode. First, we have Sai Pranav from Ardenwood Elementary in Fremont. Hi, Sai.
Hi.
Sai, the rules have changed since you were a contestant last time and partly in response to your experience here. One of the things that has changed is that we allow buzzing in at any time and during the question so that there's less of a chance of two people buzzing in at the same time. But because we allow buzzing in at any time, we've also added a negative marking system. So what do you think of these rules?
I like the first rules better, honestly.
Negative marking is always a scary thing, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's hear your buzzer, Sai. This is the same buzzer you had last time, right?
Correct.
Remember to buzz really loudly this time so we can hear you very, very clearly. Let's hear that buzzer one more time. That classic buzzer sound is Sai's. Next, we have Namrata Deepak from Benjamin Bubb School in Mountain View. Hi, Namrata.
Hi.
Namrata, you almost tied with Reena last time you were here. Any new strategies for becoming the winner today?
I'm not sure.
We'll see how you do, right?
Yeah.
Of the 3 topics, what do you think that you're probably going to be the strongest in?
I'm not sure. I think all of them are fun.
Fun? Yeah, good. That's the expectation. Then we have Arjav Rawal. Arjav Rawal, who's a homeschooler who attends Circle of Independent Learning. Hi, Arjav.
Hi.
Arjav, you were the first, I think, contestant in the episode which had the new rules with the negative marking. And you got hit a lot by the negative marking last time.
In the first round.
Yes.
I made a comeback in the 3rd round, but yeah, it was tense for a while.
So have you developed a new strategy today?
It's still the same strategy, buzzer. But one of my strategies is instead of using your thumb to buzz in, use the index finger because your index finger gives faster reflexes.
Wow. Other contestants, Namrata, let me see you use your index finger on your buzzer. Let's hear what your buzzer sounds like. And that's Namrata's buzzer. And Arjav, yours is? Arjav has the crucial doorbell buzzer which propelled Reena to a win last time. So let's see if he does well with that buzzer. And maybe if we see there's a huge advantage, we'll switch the buzzers around, okay? All right, with that, we're ready for our first round, which is California. Okay. We live in the state of California, so we need to know some things about it, right? Everybody ready?
Yep.
First round, audience and listeners, are you ready? Let's go. First question. Ready with your buzzers. Hands on buzzers. Who was the governor of California? Yes. That's the high risk strategy, Arjun. You owe me five points.
Oh my God.
Let me finish the question, and this question is now not open to you anymore, only to the other two. Who was the governor of California before our current governor, Jerry Brown? I'm sorry, you can't buzz in, and I didn't hear anybody else, so we're going to open this question again. Don't buzz, Arjav. You can't answer this now because you already did. Who was the governor of California before Jerry Brown serving right now? Anybody?
Can I give a hint?
Yes, you can give a hint, Arjav.
Terminator.
We'll go to the answer, and the answer is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Terminator.
Yeah, he was acting in the Terminator.
Absolutely. He's right. He acted in the Terminator movies. Okay, which means the second question is going to be a little tough. Of course, the first one was, who was the governor of California just before our current governor? And the answer was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second question is, which former governor of California also has a very famous California college named after him? Yes, Arjav.
Earl Warren?
Nope. That's not correct. You owe me 10 points now. Okay. Do the other kids want to try? It's a very famous college, something that maybe your parents would love for you to go. I heard the pomp pomp. Whose is that?
Harvard?
It's a California college, so you owe me 5 points too. Do you want to take a chance, stab at it?
Yeah. Stanford.
Stanford is right. So you get 5 points, Saipranav. Both of you, Arjav, you owe me 10 points, and Namrata, you owe me 5. My goodness, I think we have to start out with the kitty next time so that you have something to give me. Okay. Question number 3. What famous amusement park is in the city of Carlsbad?
Botanical Gardens?
That is incorrect. Now you owe me 15 points. And I haven't finished the question. It features building blocks. Yes.
Legoland?
Legoland is right.
That's in San Diego, not Carlsbad.
The town is Carlsbad.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
That is why it's important to listen to the end of the question.
That's what I did last time.
Yeah.
So now she's at 0 points and I'm at 5, correct?
No, she's at 5 too because she got 10. She buzzed in first. You buzzed in as a pass.
Oh.
So the passed question gets 5 points.
Oh, yeah.
The first time you answer, you get 10. So she buzzed in the first. Okay. Okay, the fourth question is, this famous prison is part of... Yes.
Alcatraz.
And yes. You still owe me 5 points. Question number 5. Which animal is on the California flag? I think I heard you first, Sai.
Grizzly bear.
Here you go. Sai has 15. Question number 6. What is the California state bird? I heard you first.
California...
How many points does he have now? 10. Question passes to Sai. You have minus 10.
California Valley Quail.
Absolutely. And you get 5 points. Namrata, you need to keep your mic a little closer to the buzzer, I think, because sometimes I can't hear you. So let's make sure that I hear you absolutely clearly. And now we have Shai from Safari Kid here with us. Shai, come here and say hello.
Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And these kids are doing brilliant.
Okay. And now, Shai is going to help us when we have to resolve a question over the buzzers. We don't want any disputes here. Okay. Question number 7. From 1910 to 1940, an immigration station on this island in the San Francisco Bay processed 1 million immigrants from Asia. This is an island in the San Francisco Bay, and it was an immigration station. Anybody want to take a guess? Yes. I applaud your bravery.
Since Alcatraz is also on an island, and I'm going to guess Alcatraz.
No, it wasn't Alcatraz, and now you owe me how many? I really need to keep track. 15, minus 15. Okay, there you have it.
Yay.
Okay, the answer is Angel Island. Angel Island. Okay, this is an easy one, so I want everybody to be ready with their buzzers.
So I guess the buzzer is a blessing and a curse?
In this case, we know very clearly, Arjav, in your case, what it is.
It's a curse.
The curse of the buzzer ghost.
The curse of the buzzer ghost. Okay, question number 8. Name any one basketball team based in California. I heard you sigh.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Yep.
I was going to answer Los Angeles Sparks, but fine.
And you would have got minus 20. So
no! It's a women National Basketball Association team.
Oh, my goodness. I may have had to look that up. Yeah, maybe I should have specified men's basketball team. Good on you for pointing that out. Okay. About 90,000 people, this is question number 9, by the way, only two more questions in this segment. About 90,000 people arrived in California in 1849. Yes.
Gold rush.
I'm going to give you 5 points for that, so you're down to 10. Because my question was looking for what metal? But it was the gold rush. Now we're done with the question. So Arjav still owes me 10 points. Okay, last question. What is the state motto of California? I heard the doorbell first.
Eureka.
Eureka. And I think you're now at 0.
Yes!
They're winning. 30 points.
This is reminding me of the 1997 Tournament of Champions on Jeopardy.
All right.
Really reminiscent.
Okay, so now let's quickly tote up our points. Sai, I think, is in the lead with
30.
Namrata has
5.
And Arjav has clawed his way back from
negative
territory to 0.
You're still losing.
Okay, awesome, that's good.
You're still losing.
Yeah, at least I'm back at 0, Sai.
Okay, all right. I will humbly request the producer to mute the kids' mics at this moment as we go to our listener question. Oh, yeah, as we go to our listener question. Our listener question. Kids at home, are you ready? It's a question on California. The question is, what number state is California? That means, what number did it join the United States of America? What number state is California? And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And the question again is, what number state is California? You know, we have 50 states, right? So after that, what number state is California? Let's give them a few minutes. Oh, here we have a caller. Let's go to our first caller. Hello, and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Jay.
Okay, what's your answer?
39.
39. Thank you, Jay. What's the next one? Next caller? What number? What's your name?
Geeta.
Sunita. Sunita. Sunita, what's your answer?
31st.
Okay, what's the next caller? Hi, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. What number state is California?
32nd.
32nd, and what's your name?
Anoop. A-N-O-O-P.
Amoop. Okay.
Anoop.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And your answer was again?
32nd.
32nd. Okay, Anoop. Next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Archit. Yeah.
Okay, and what's your answer?
31st,
okay. All right, next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Could you turn the radio down? Tell me your name.
Hi, my name is Arun, and the answer is 31st,
okay. Next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
It's me, Rina.
Ria?
Rina.
Rina.
R-I-N-A.
Okay, and your answer is?
31st?
Rina.
Okay, and let's go to our next caller.
Are you sure it's the same Rina?
Yes.
Maybe. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Pratha.
Pratha?
No, because
yeah,
okay.
Pratham.
Pratham, sorry. And your, what's your answer?
31st.
31st. Okay. Next question. Next caller. Who's your? What's your name?
I'm Sabina.
Oh, hi, Sabina. What's your answer?
I'm
sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat it?
It's number 31.
31?
Yes.
31. Okay. Next caller, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Anish, A-N-E-E-S-H.
I love that the kids have figured out. I'm always asking for the pronunciation or the spelling of their names. Yes, what's your answer, Anish?
31st.
Let's take two more calls before we go on a break. Hello, you're on air. What's your name?
Neeraj.
Neeraj, okay. And your answer is?
Yeah,
so Mr. Mushi,
please, over here.
Neeraj.
That's not him.
And what's your answer, Neeraj?
Hello, you're on air. What's your name?
Neeraj.
I know, Neeraj. You need to turn the radio down because you're getting a feedback from when you're hearing me.
31.
Okay, last question. Last answer. And you're on air. What's your name?
Ignore.
And what's the answer, Ignore?
The 31st.
Okay, thank you, everyone. That's the end of the first round. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll announce the winner of our listener question and move on to our second round. Jeja Sawal Kieja. Jeja Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is the second round. We've just finished a round on California. Our participants today are Sai, Namrata, and Arjav, the incomparable Arjav. And hang on a second, we need the kids' mics back on, Joel.
Terrible.
Thank you.
I am not incomparable.
We are doing something different this time. We are moving the buzzers around so that everybody has an opportunity at switching their buzzers and so nobody has an unfair advantage. So we'll go over the buzzers one more time. Sai, what's your buzzer sound like now?
The doorbell. The loudest and the laggiest.
Namrata, same one. And Arjav now has... There you go. Perfect. Wonderful. In the third round, Namrata will get the doorbell if she likes. So we'll switch it. She'll figure it out. Okay, so at the end of the first round, we had Sai with how many points?
30.
Namrata with...
5.
And Arjav with...
0.
But Arjav is going to catch up really fast. So everybody be ready for this round.
Get negative.
Oh, and before we begin the second round, we are going to announce the winner of the first listener question, which is by raffle, Aryan. Aryan, if you're listening, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com with your address so we can send you your prize. All right, kids, ready for the second round?
Yes!
I can see Ms. Shai is ready for the second round.
Oh,
kids,
yeah.
You can't have to have more into than
there's
you. Come on. Ready for the second round.
Yeah. There's nothing unusual about her being like that. I mean, she's always enthusiastic.
Kids. There you go. All right, ready for the second round. These are called, I call these interesting words, which means every word begins with the word ant. Hands on buzzers. Ready for the first question?
Yes.
Maybe. Listeners at home, are you ready?
Yes.
No.
On their behalf.
I am not.
Are you a listener at home?
No.
First question.
I'm a listener at the studio.
Name this fleet-footed deer-like animal. Yes.
Antelope.
Antelope is right.
Thank
okay,
God.
Guys, this guy hits the buzzer really fast, so everybody has to be on their toes or on their fingertips.
On their index
finger. Jinx. Reflexes. Remember your reflexes.
Question number two. This is where the South Pole is located. Yes.
Antarctica.
Woohoo! Catching it.
Yes.
Okay. Question number three. When you get hurt, you put this cream on. Yes.
Ointment.
Nope. Question passes to Sai, and you put this cream on the wound so it doesn't get infected.
Tokens. I should probably exchange one. Okay.
Infected. Okay, Namrata. When you get hurt, you put this cream on the wound so it doesn't get infected.
Pass.
Oh, antiseptic. Ointment.
Ointment. Ointment. That's what I said. Ointment.
Okay. Is that correct? Now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, question number 4. The opposite of synonym.
Antonym.
He's faster on the buzzer, Sai.
Thank you, Leszek Pavlovich and Bob Harris.
Number 6. And who are those people?
They're Jeopardy champions who taught me how to do this.
All right.
Without knowing it. Without knowing it.
Question 5. This animal has a really long tongue. I heard the doorbell.
Anteater.
Anteater is right. To
so
slurp up
chameleon,
its prey.
Chameleon ant? I don't know.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Antelian?
Ant chameleon.
Antelian.
Question number 6. Our immune system produces these...
Hemoglobin ants?
Question is open to both. Again, wait for the first person on the buzzer. Our immune system produces these to fight infections. Yes.
Antibiotics?
No.
No! An antibiotic is a kind of a medicine?
No.
Okay, how question passes to Sai, because...
Pass.
It's antibodies.
Antibodies?
Yes!
Extra bodies?
Oh, wait, yeah, that
means a dark matter clone.
No, dark matter is astronomy. Dark matter is just astronomy. This antibody or whatever it is, this is
aliens.
Physiology.
Aliens.
Aliens are
also
astronomy.
That would be cool, yeah.
But they don't exist.
Question number 7. These kind of brakes in our cars help us to control the car better during a skid or a spin. These kind of brakes. Car brakes. No. Anti-lock. Anti-lock brakes. I'm sure
how do you spell that?
Dads and moms listening at home are like, I know this one. Why am I not on the show answering this question? Because I know this one.
Then go on Jeopardy if you're an adult.
They have teen Jeopardy also, by the way. Question number 8.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Question number 8. 3 more questions. Elk have these kind of bony structures on their heads. Yes.
Antlers.
Yes. And Namrata is officially on the board again.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 9. Butterflies have these on their heads.
Namrata antennas.
Again. Antenna.
Butterflies have antenna?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Antennae.
Okay, last question in this round. Last question in this round. An old collectible item is called... No.
Antique.
I did hear you first.
Thank you, Dan Melia.
What? It's heating up. Okay, let's tote up our points.
40.
Namrata. 20. Arjav.
35.
Ooh, this is really, really close. And the current events...
Current events lose again.
I can't wait for current events. I'm going to lose again.
Yes, I am. There is a moral to that story, Sai. That means you have to read newspapers or keep in touch with current news.
I read newspapers. I hate TV.
None of this is from the TV.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all from the newspaper because I need a newspaper every single morning.
If you don't use the TV, then go on the computer
and watch it.
It's quite simple.
Absolutely. All right. So we have a really close match, and I'm sure Namrata can also make up. She was really good, and she's going to get the doorbell buzzer when we come around if she chooses to. But here's the listener question before we begin the third round. The listener question. Remember, this is in the category of words that begin with the word ant. And the answer is. Oh, and the question is, the Star Spangled Banner is this. And remember, it's a word that begins, I know you know it. I'm so sorry you can't answer it.
Come on.
Let's give out our call-in numbers. It's 510-770. We have a monkey house here today. 770-1550.
I think we all came and drank coffee before coming.
Yes, we have a caller, and I am going to go to that call right now. Welcome, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Kanan calling from San Ramon.
How do you spell it again?
Kanan, K-A-A-N-A-N.
Kanan, okay. Go ahead, Kanan. What's your answer?
My answer is Anthem.
Anthem. Kanan, let's go to our next caller.
Thank you.
And this is? Who is this? Can you turn the radio down and tell me who your, what your name is?
Anoop.
Anoop? Yes, Anoop.
Answer.
And Anoop also says Anthem. Next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Mayuri.
Mayuri, what's your answer?
Anthem.
Anthem, that's right. Next caller. What's your name? Hi, what's your name?
My name is Rina.
Rina. Are you our Rina?
Huh?
Are you Rina Cora?
Yes.
Yay! How are you feeling, Rina? How are you feeling, Rina?
Better.
Good. I want you to eat well, rest well, and come back next week, okay?
Okay.
Miss you, Rina.
And tell me what's your answer?
Anthem.
Anthem. Okay.
So
wait a minute,
without the buzzer, she's quite a
child. Okay. Next caller, what's your name?
Sabina.
Sabina. Yes, Sabina.
Anthem.
One more caller. Let's do three more calls if we get them. What's your name? You're in the air. What's your name?
Archit.
Archit.
A-R-C-H-I-T.
Thank you for spelling it, sweetheart. And what's your answer?
Anthem.
Okay. And let's go to our next caller. What's your name?
Parth.
Yes, Parth. And your answer is?
Anthem.
And we'll take one last call. I know everybody knows this answer, but we have just time for one more call before we go on break. What's your name?
Ishan.
And your answer is?
Anthem.
Thank you. And with that, we're ending the second round listener question challenge. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to find out who won that and go to our third round, which is the current events round. Yes. And okay, kids, say it with me. Jia Sawal Kiya.
Hey, on the quiz show.
Jia Sawal Kiya. We have a really lively show today. Yes, we miss Miss Shai shouting it. She's going to do it next time we go off into the break. And we're back with the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, and you're listening to what I think has to be the most fun show on radio. Absolutely, absolutely. Especially if today's show is anything to go by. Right, Miss Shai?
Oh, yeah!
There you go.
Shut the door into star testing. You are
okay, so when we left for the break, point situation was as follows. Sai had
40.
Namrata had
20.
And Arjav had?
I'm in second place with 25.
20. I think that's 35.
35,
Arjav. And Arjav is very confident that the current events round is his best round. So he's going to wipe the floor with his contestants.
It's not a floor, okay. It's a rug.
But before we start our next round, I have to have some kind of a shushing mechanism for you. Ba, 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 ba. Before we start the next round, we are going to announce the winner of our listener question, and that winner is Rina. My goodness, Rina is winning a lot of money off the show. We are very, very fond of her, but this
Hopefully
was a fair draw. We have independent witnesses to prove that it was a fair draw, unless people think that we just love her so much. So Rina, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and get your prize. Kids, are you ready for the last and final round of today's show, the current events.
No, I am not. Why can't we just end this here and let me win?
That would be fun. That would be fun, but not fair.
That would not be nice.
Ready?
Hands on the buzzer, please.
Hands on the buzzer. You might know it. In a daring heist, armed men drove onto the tarmac of Brussels Airport and stole $50 million worth of these. Yes.
Diamonds.
Good job.
I called it Brussels Sprouts Airport at home.
Brussels Sprouts?
Yeah.
Seriously, okay. Brussels Sprouts is a vegetable. Diamond is a kind of a metal.
It's not.
A gem. A gem. Sorry.
Question number two. A study came out this week that this country's army may be responsible for cyber attacks against American companies. Yes.
Iran?
That is incorrect, and may I have 5 points?
Okay.
Question passes to Sai.
No stereotyping. No offense meant.
A study came out this week that this country's army may be responsible for cyber attacks against American companies. Do you want to take a guess?
Yeah.
Yes.
South Korea.
Nope. 5 points from you too. And the answer is China.
China has limited access to the internet. How can they even do that?
The government.
Oh.
Question number three. This famous astronomer, whose birthday was on 19th February, was one of the first to put... Yes.
Nicholas Copernicus?
Copernicus is right.
Yes. It was his 540th birthday, correct?
I wouldn't know. You may be right.
40! Awesome.
Was one of the first to put the sun at the center of the universe rather than the earth. Okay. Question number four. The world's tallest statue of this great person was unveiled in Patna, India this week. He is known as the father of the nation in India. Yes.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes, that is correct.
Otherwise known as Mohandas Bhai Karamchand Gandhi. From Gujarat.
Question number five. We still have six more questions.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of time.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the 85th Academy Awards. Yes.
Oscars.
That's a good risk to take, Namrata. Here you go. I was going to ask, what are they popularly called? Okay.
But why
question
Oscars?
Number six. It's not known. Some people believe that it was a name of an uncle of one of the people who were associated with making the statue. And she said, wow, this statue really reminds me of my uncle Oscar. And that's how the name came about. But that's apocryphal. We don't know if that's true. For the first time ever, NASA hosted a live Google Plus Hangout with astronauts who were on this artificial satellite orbiting the Earth. What is that place called? Yes.
International Space Station?
Yep.
Yay! That was a total guess.
That's why, if you haven't had read the news, I give an additional clue so that you can probably guess. Okay. Ready for question number seven. This bean used to make tofu. Yes.
The soybean.
Soybean.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elton Brown.
Okay.
Even though you can't hear it, but thank you.
Let me finish the question. So I'll tell you what the news was about. This bean used to make tofu had a record crop this year in the United States.
Uh-oh.
Question number eight. Leaders from Google, Facebook, and Mail.ru Group have come together to fund $3 million prizes annually for innovations in life sciences. What is this prize? Yes.
The Nobel Prize.
5 points, please.
Okay, I don't have five.
Yes, I will give you change.
Yay.
I can make change.
Thank you.
Question passes to... I think I finished the question. What is the prize called? Question passes to Sai.
Pass.
Rina, any idea? No, Namrata. Any idea? Wow, I have Rina on my mind. What is this prize called? Would you want to take a chance?
No.
It's called the Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences.
Oh,
the Breakthrough Prize.
Yeah, Breakthrough.
Okay. Question number nine. Two more questions. This week, First Lady Michelle Obama met this large yellow character from Sesame Street. Yes.
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
He was also featured in the Consumer Electronics Show this year, surprisingly.
To get kids moving and exercising. Okay, we have one last question.
Movement, correct?
We can't win because he has more than 10 points to all of us.
Yes, but you can narrow the gap, right?
Yeah.
This famous American cyclist has been in the news recently. Yes.
Lance Armstrong.
For having taken illegal substances during his career. He was stripped of all his medals. Okay, so we have a very clear winner at this point. Kids, tell me your points. Sai Pranav.
40.
Namrata has?
35.
And Arja was right that current events was a strong subject, but he's reading the newspaper.
40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 85.
Arja has 85 points and he's going to be back next week. Are you going to be back next week?
I will.
To see, and we'll see if our champion Rina can get back. So it'll be a really interesting contest because she's as determined to win as you are, Arja. And I bet she's going to hit the books right now and start studying. Our winner is Arja Rawal, who is a homeschooler and also goes to the Circle of Independent Learning. Let's all give him a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to our listener question. We still have one more listener question. Listen, kids, are you ready?
Yeah.
This movie about a guy in a video game who breaks things and blows up things has been nominated for one of the one of the movies nominated for best animated movie in the Oscars. Ooh, we already have a caller. Let's see. Let's get. Oh, we lost the call. Let me give you the question again. Oh, we have a line. Let me quickly give the number 510-770-1550, 770-1550. And we're asking about a movie about a guy who breaks up things. Has been nominated for best animated films in the Oscars. Let's go to our first caller. What's your name?
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Aryan, and the answer is Wreck-It Ralph.
Aryan says Wreck-It Ralph. Okay, next caller. Hi, can you turn the radio off and give me your name?
My name is Sabina.
Sabina, and your answer is?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. Let's go to our next caller. You're in the air. Who's this?
This is Anish.
Anish, and your answer is?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, could I have your name, please?
Anish.
Anish. I already had an Anish. So let me see. What's your surname, Anish? Anish who? Anish, what's your last name?
Bhatt.
Okay, Anish Bhatt. And your answer is?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello, and welcome to Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Rina again.
Hi. Rina. Rina. Yes, Rina. And your answer is?
My answer is Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, what's your name?
Archit.
Okay, what's your answer, Archit?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Thank you, Archit. Let's go to one more caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Abhijit.
Abhijit.
And Abhishek.
I'm sorry. Abhishek. And your answer is? Hi, Abhishek. What's your answer?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Thank you, Abhishek. What's the next caller? And let's take just two more calls. What's your name?
Iknur.
Hi, Iknur. Tell me your answer.
Wreck-It Ralph.
And our last caller for today, for this episode of the Safari Quiz Show is... What's your name?
My name is Bapli.
Could you spell it?
B-A-B-L-I.
Bapli, okay.
Yes, and the answer is Wreck-It Ralph.
All right, thank you. That's our last caller for today. We're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we'll announce the winner of the listener question. And we'll be back after break. Jeja Saval Kieja!
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking.
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jeja Saval Kieja! We're back with the Safari Quiz Show and we've done with our today's episode and our big winner for today is Arjav! Let's give him another big round of applause. And Arjav has picked the winner of our third listener question. Arjav, how about you announce the winner on the air?
Gladly. After 4 weeks of continuous trying, Iknur, you have won. Congratulations.
Iknur, I think, has won before. And congratulations, Iknur, for being such a faithful, loyal listener of the show. And I'm really glad you won today's prize as well. So before I hand out the prizes for today, I want to mention a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, I think at a child's birth, if a mother could ask a fairy godmother to endow it with the most useful gift, that gift would be curiosity. So stay curious, always question and keep listening to the Safari Quiz Show. The show is produced by Joel today and Anu from Safari Kid. And the theme music is composed by Naren Pradhan. I'm your host Vidya saying... Jeja Saval Kieja!
That was a Safari Kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry.